I thought we were taking it up. We tried to start this thing, but I failed miserably.
What happened?
We were going to start without you, but I failed miserably. Yeah.
I was like, okay, go.
I was just right on the spot. I mean, I've been on the spot before, but...
That was too much.
This is cabin heavy. It was like me, like, four deep at Spurs on first.
Oh, man. You going to Spurs tomorrow?
No.
Get loosened up, man. A little bit.
I live half hour away.
Spurs is, that's kind of evolving onto the college scene, though, I heard.
Out of the college scene?
I heard that's not
no,
even...
No, I heard it's all college.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it's not even a destination anymore.
What? Every time I go there,
I haven't really been out on a Friday night, but...
What are you doing on Friday nights? Are you have a girlfriend?
No. No, I don't.
What's her name?
I usually just go to 310 now.
Do you? I went to 310 Saturday.
If I'm going
to
go somewhere.
Ho!
I like the ping pong. I like all that. Am I close enough to Jordan, or should I sit on his lap?
On his lap.
Did you see Carrie texted us?
Yeah, I saw that.
She was asking me earlier today who was going to be on. I said, I can't tell you. It's going to be a secret.
Oh, really?
Like, let's just say you're going to want to watch it. Casey, are we ready to do this thing?
Yeah, you know it's rolling.
I know, but...
Is it rolling
right
now?
You keep, like, pressing buttons and doing things. Like,
I'm just making sure.
Like, you got...
I feel like I'm that guy on Liar Liar, just, like, the water.
I've never seen that movie.
What?
Yeah, is that Jim...
Are you kidding me?
Is that Jim Carrey?
So you're watered there.
Get rid of the crown?
No, you
can keep the crown in there.
I want them both to be in the shot.
Can I get an IVA crown for crying out loud?
Oh, man.
I want to get funding for
that IV. Let's
do it. Yeah, no kidding. I don't think we don't have any liability insurance for that kind of thing. All right, we're live. I'm live here with Jordan DeCaro. Everybody knows who Jordan is.
Hello.
Jordan, real estate agent, real estate investor, business owner, good friend of mine.
This is we go way too back. This is I don't do stuff like this.
Yeah.
But I had to do this.
Yeah.
Because we go
I
way
bumped
too
into
back.
Jordan. He's like, what the hell? How come you didn't have me on your podcast yet?
I honestly was like,
I didn't think you would want to do something.
Bartholomew got on here before I did. And Weber. What the heck is going on?
Well, I didn't think that you'd wanna I didn't think you'd like to do things like this.
This
like,
is I don't do anything like
you
this.
You see? Like you don't do Facebook Lives.
I don't do Facebook Lives, no.
So I was like, all right, well maybe he doesn't like to be on camera. But you said you wanted to be on.
Hey, I'll do anything for you, Gage.
Oh, nice. I love
it. We go way too back to, for me not to do something like this.
We go back like probably 4 years.
We go back through basically our time in real estate, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
We came up together. You know, we
yeah.
came.
Well,
we're revolving stars.
I started in Duluth in 2016.
Okay, so I guess it hasn't been that. It has not been that long since I've known Gage. It's over. No. I'm teasing.
The last
person that was on you knew her for a week.
I didn't
took
even
her
know
on
her
one date.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
And then you brought her on the podcast.
No.
I mean,
I didn't even know. I didn't even meet her before we went on the podcast. The first time I met her was when
that's
she
That's why I was
into,
upset about not being on here.
I know.
Because
you
had a girl come on.
So
you threw a Craigslist ad out for one.
I didn't
for a girl to be on a podcast.
I needed to have a girl because I had a lot of girls that were,
Gage, one thing about him, I've only known him since 2016, but he always needs girls.
That's such
needs girls.
That's so.
He does talk about girls a lot.
I do, but that's because I think I get kind of
it's not a want, it's a need.
I get roped into it, I think.
So it's not a want, it's a need. And that's,
so
and that's where Gage gets in trouble.
Here we
the
go.
The end.
Oh, man. I met Jordan because you were working with Colin. Because Colin was interested in maybe buying a house. And that was when I first got into real estate, but I was working in Brainerd. And I was like, who are you working with? He's like, I'm working with this young dude named Jordan. And I was like, you should have let me know because I could have squeezed a 25% referral out of him.
Unfucking. That's what I'm the same?
Yeah.
Unfucking
believable. Oh, man.
25%.
But then I decided to move to Duluth, and I got your number from Colin. I shot you a text, and I was like, hey, I'm moving to town.
He said, hey, you want to go to Grandma's sports card?
I was like,
I don't know, man. That's already? We're at that level?
You probably brought
that girl from the date to Grandma's Sports Garden, then onto the podcast.
No, I wasn't even 20. I wasn't even 21
sorry,
when I moved
sorry.
To So, Jordan, you're doing a lot. Would you say you're doing a lot right now in business?
Just working hard, trying to bring different things to Duluth. And, you know, one thing I tell a lot of people is I love being here. I love this city. You know, a lot of people come here from UMD or go to high school here, and then they are off to the next chapter.
Right.
You know, I built a house here, and I want to stay here for good, and I want to to bring something that no one has brought to Duluth. That's one of the big things about, you know, me trying to grow out and do different things. And
right.
Not a lot of people our age will do that. They don't want to take the risk, essentially.
It's very true.
You know,
and you're from Duluth.
From Duluth, born and raised.
For those that don't know, he's from Duluth. So what, you graduated high school, where do you go from there?
Turned 18, graduated high school, was at the College of Wisconsin Superior. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Wait, no, I thought you went to Fond du Lac.
No, that was after.
Oh, man. You went to UWS?
My time at UWS, man, it was crazy.
Wait, is it like 45 minutes? You like walked in?
Like, I think I had like 4 bottles of Jeremiah Weed. And I was like, I got to drop the hell out of here.
Really?
You know, it was like the rude awakening.
So how long did you go to UWS for?
4 months.
And then you went to Fond du Lac.
I'll never forget when I was at UWS. Yeah. It was my last week at UWS, and I'm sitting in the parking lot at UWS Googling real estate license.
Really?
I'll never forget that. It was like,
why? Why did real estate get your attention?
I think just because I was good with people. I didn't even really know that I was good with people yet,
right.
But I wanted to do something with people and something that was more alongside business. My dad, he owned with my uncle and another one of their friends a liquor store for a while, and then he's been in the beverage industry for 35 years and always dealt with people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the reason why I wanted to go that direction, just because he treated people so well. And I saw that, and I took that from him. And I was like, God, I mean, I could really do something special here.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I knew the potential that I had.
Right.
When I was an 18-year-old kid. My buddies would joke and be like, we would be at like a college party. They'd be like, sell me this house.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're at a college party, and you want me to try to sell you this house right now?
Yeah.
You know, they thought of it as a joke, and I think it's
It's
cool now to see, like, they're like, you remember when we gave you shit about going to real estate.
No, I got the same thing for sure. So what did you, 18-year-old, how do you convince somebody to work with you as a realtor?
It was nitty-gritty, showing after showing, open houses. That's the one thing that I really saw from you is like that kind of reminded me of how I started.
Right.
You know, I did all these opens and you keep doing them. You know, I kind of took a step back and let somebody else do them. But that's where, honestly, I feel like that's where I excelled, is doing open houses, meeting people.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times you saw like the same people over like a 2-3 month span, because those are the people that were looking at buying houses, and they are coming to the same open houses.
They are.
You know, in that price point.
Oh, exactly.
And then there's those guys that come to like the $50,000 open houses, and then they're at the $450,000 open.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, what's going on?
It doesn't matter how much it is, they're coming to it because
they
don't want to be with their significant other, I guess, on a Sunday at 2 o'clock, and there's nothing to do.
People like to look at houses, though. It's super easy to. It's super easy to like keep a meeting that you set in our industry, because people are excited to look at houses.
Oh yeah.
So that's why when you hold open houses, and if you market it well enough, you shouldn't have that difficult of a time getting people to come through the house.
Right.
Because people just love going through and looking at houses.
And right now the market is insane compared to like 2012.
It's hot.
I was hoping Casper would show up to my open house.
Really?
I mean, it was
quiet.
It was a tougher market.
Oh,
you know, 2012, right after a recession.
Yeah.
You know, people. It was, everyone was FHA. You know, everyone was buying FHA.
Uh-huh.
Mortgage insurance was $150 a month, you know.
Right.
Now you get, hey, here's
3%
a mortgage,
down,
3% down, and your rate's 3.24%. You know, it's like.
Oh, they're giving houses
away. They're giving houses
away
right now.
It's, yeah.
I tell, like, the newer agents that I have a couple agents as well. I tell my newer agents, you guys are lucky because you're dealing with, you know, the market being so easy for people to buy houses, where there was some really tough times. I mean, my first year, I think I closed $12,000 in volume. You know,
what did you sell?
Yeah,
a hot dog stand.
I sold like 3 houses for
$32,000. Oh, in commission.
In commission, yeah. No,
I thought
in
volume. I thought you sold one house for $12,000. I was like,
It felt like that was
what,
the market.
Did you sell
a
Prius?
I should have went into like the trailer park industry and just started selling those. That's what I felt like. So.
Yeah, but at 18, though, I mean, man,
a lot of really really rough houses, a lot of foreclosures.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of hopping over dead bodies, you know, a lot of that. That's,
I don't think people understand how difficult it is, though. They see the surface level stuff of, like, showing houses and doing open houses, and they're like, man, like, I have so many people that are constantly reaching out to me, like, I think I want to get into real estate. I'm 21, 22, 23. I see what you're doing. I think I want to do that. And then I'll see them get into it, or they get into it, and they just sit in the office and they do nothing all day. Like, you need to do something every single day to bring business in, or you're going to fail.
I feel like you do a deal with somebody, and they're like, holy shit, you made that thing look so easy. Yeah. Let me get my license. And then,
exactly.
And then they're like, they spend a week or two with you, shadow you. Holy shit, this is really hard. I'm done. You know, that's just how it goes.
Yep.
You know, it's
that's
a tough industry.
Every business, though.
Every business.
Every business is tough.
So high and low. That's why at the end of the day, you know, you got to decide, do I want to punch the ticket every day and, you know, work hourly or salary, or do you want to control your destiny? You know, and that's the toughest part for people in this day and age, is they don't know if they want to, you know, they don't feel like they can put that risk out.
Right. They're not ready to sacrifice.
Right. I think I'm a millennial, don't get me wrong, but I feel like my generation is, I don't want to say lazy, I just think afraid. You know, afraid to get their hands dirty. There's some tough days, you know, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I don't want to be working 50 hours a week, you know, working holiday, you know, I want to be able to sacrifice now, like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know?
Yeah. Now's the time to do it, I think, in your 20s, is work 7 days a week, all day long, 7 days a week. I think now is the time, because we don't have kids, we don't have a family. It's going to be more important, our time will be much more important when we have kids and we have a family and that kind of stuff. So right now when I first moved to Duluth, I had a goldfish. He died. I didn't have time for him.
Well, you should have left the sports garden like an hour before you left. Like, don't be there till 3 o'clock in the morning.
No,
leave at 1 o'clock.
When I was 21, my first full year in Duluth, I didn't even go to the garden because I got kicked out.
Yeah, you were hopping
Casey,
on the rope.
You heard that story?
No.
Oh, you haven't heard the rope story? Oh my God.
Here we go. So it was in February, and I turned 21 in January. So it was a month after I turned 21. I was at the sports garden with a handful of friends, and we were like, or somebody, probably me, I don't know who it was, suggested, hey, let's go to the strip club. And it was like 1 o'clock, and we left the sports garden. Place was packed. We left, went to the strip club. They're like, we're not letting anybody in. It's too late. So then we're like, oh, God, we got to go back to the sports garden. That place is electric right now.
Oh,
went back to the sports garden.
You're
21? I just turned 21.
Okay.
Yeah. Went back to the sports garden. Dude at the front door was like, no way, we're at max capacity, and it's too close to close. We're not letting anybody in. And then my friends are like, ugh, guess we got to go home. And I'm like, no way, guys. We're finding our way in here.
Turned into Batman and hopped on the
So I went around to the back, tried to find a way to sneak in, couldn't find anything. But there was an HVAC dude working on the AC on the roof.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, earlier that day.
Oh.
But he had forgot his utility ladder leaned up against the side of the building. So I was like, guys, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to climb up this ladder, and then I'm going to hop onto the roof. I'm going to find some kind of door on the roof. And I don't know why, but I pictured myself like literally just dropping down from the ceiling and landing on the dance floor and then letting my friends in somehow.
Oh, my God.
But I got up there. There was no door. And while I was up there, I was like, I got to pee so bad. And I was like, they're not obviously not going to let me use the bathroom inside
the
sports garden.
He pissed all over the dance floor.
So I found like a corner on the roof, and I like was peeing on the roof. And as I was doing that, a security dude for grandma's climbed up the Belicio's set of stairs and saw me peeing up there. He's like, what? Are you peeing on the roof right now? And I was like, no. He's like,
why did you just not pee on the roof?
See you peeing. I was peeing on the roof. I wasn't peeing like off of the roof.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's it. But I was peeing like in a corner on the roof. And it was kind of like a light rain even that day. So I'm like, it'll wash away. It's not a big deal. Dude climbed up, saw me.
How did he see you, though? It's weird.
Well, somebody told one of the security guys that they saw somebody climb the utility ladder and go up there. So he went up to my friends, and he's like, did somebody just climb this ladder and go on the roof? And they're like, no, I don't think so. We didn't see anybody up there. So then he's like, huh. So he like went up the staircase next to Belicio's and peeked up there. And that's when he saw me peeing on the roof.
Yeah.
And he yelled at me. And he's like, oh my God, come down right now. So he's like, and you better not fall off. And I was like, fall off. Obviously, I'm not going to try.
Well,
so I had to step over the edge of this 30-foot building and climb down, which is terrifying. And I was hammered, of course.
What would Frank Messina say about that?
Man,
does he not, he must have caught some wind on that.
A couple agents in my office did, but not many. And then, yeah, I had a bunch of security guards around me all screaming at me. VP of Grandma's kicked me out. He wanted me to be kicked out for life, but...
I guess... Can you throw a poll on? Should you be kicked out of Grandma's for life?
Totally. Whoa, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's not do that.
Keep it off of his real estate page, but...
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was in a book for a while, but there was, I have a buddy of mine who's a bartender there, and he said that he was like telling him like, no, he's a good kid. He's just dumb. He's young. He's 21. Just give him a year. So I got kicked out for a year. And so my entire 21, I couldn't go to GMA, so I had to wait until I was 22.
Where'd you go then?
House parties.
House parties. You were still a house party guy?
Yep. Saturday night, I would go to house parties.
You're still fishing out.
I'd go to the college parties.
The underclassmen.
I'd go to college party until, 1, 2 a.m., and then boom, up at 8 a.m. because I got an open house in the morning.
How many rundown basements do you think Gage has been in for house parties? Bluestone?
Not many.
Yeah?
No.
You got to be pretty close.
You act like you've never been to a house party.
Sorry.
What a joke.
I've been to a house party or two.
Oh, before. You've been to many of them. Anyway, maybe so you get into real estate, things start taking off. You start getting busy. Jordan DeCaro starts putting up billboards. I'm sure some of people have seen them. You like that? You like the 16-foot face of yourself posted on the side?
I like to scare the shit out of people sometimes.
People hate it.
Yeah, you just...
And that's good?
You're on 35, and you look to your right, and then you veer right off the road because you... Bam!
You're on a billboard?
I've been on a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fun. I mean, it's... It's just in good fun, and it's a good brand controller, I have an advertising guy who he's like, why in the hell are you doing billboards?
Yeah,
like this is Duluth, Minnesota. This is old school.
Right.
People value that, And,
yeah, and it's not something that'll ever be justifiable on paper, the
right.
billboards. But I think using those in conjunction with the social media marketing and all of the other marketing that you're doing, it's just another touch.
Right. People don't understand to collaborate everything together, it's very challenging. It's a
right.
lot. It's a hard process. It takes years, and billboards, social media, Zillow, those things all cost money. We don't want to bore people at home about real estate and real estate advertising, but it takes a lot of work. And when I see what he's done, it's insane.
It takes a lot of work.
The amount of work that you put in to build a brand, and you get a t-shirt, and you throw your logo on the t-shirt. And
yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So then the next thing was real estate investing, right?
Yeah.
You started getting into some of that.
Yep.
Why'd you do that?
So the first real estate investment I had, it was a house to live at with a couple buddies.
Yeah.
Something just really, just basic, straightforward, and... That first purchase.
How old were you when you bought that?
19.
Okay.
Yep. The first day that we went and looked at it, I was like, this place is going to suck.
Really?
Next thing you know, we walk in. Oh, this is it. Let's go.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Me and my
Where
dad
was
my,
that
my buddy Jace. St. Andrews.
Oh,
have you ever
okay.
been to St. Andrews?
That's up, up in Woodland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hadn't been to the house.
I was there for 5 years.
Holy crap.
Luke Hansmeyer.
You lived there until you were 24?
Yeah, 24.
Whoa.
Yeah. Luke Hansmeyer. He knew where I lived.
Yeah.
And one day...
He was on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. He was the first one, right?
Second? Yeah.
He dropped me off, or we hung out a few times, and all of a sudden he just showed up randomly and just started drinking beers. I was like, Gage, or Luke, I'm not going out tonight. But he's like, that's all good. I'll just booze with you for a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. What a crazy person.
Yeah.
I love it.
Where's Luke at?
He's in town.
Is he?
Yeah.
Will you tell him I say hi?
He's in town. Yeah. For sure. Next time I see him, I'll say, he watches some of my podcasts, so he might watch it right here.
I figured I'd drop Luke's name in this.
Yeah. No, like I said, a lot of people
like
podcast.
We always used to hang out together, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you bought the one you and your buddies lived in, and how many units do you have now?
So now I have a one LLC with a couple people. That's
okay.
about 10 units, and then
okay.
Toppers is about 3 units,
yep.
and then I just have a fourplex and 3 single family houses.
Yeah.
Yep.
So after that, it was Toppers.
Yep.
Was
Toppers
next.
Was next.
What
yep.
was it like trying to get that to the point of being ready to be actually opened?
That was hard.
Because you kept pushing the date out.
I went on the radio.
And everyone's like, Jordan said it was supposed to open 6 months ago. What the hell's going on?
Yep. I went on the radio. I got the date wrong. I did a lot of branding and trying to announce it and make it big.
Yeah.
We ended up opening up on Grandma's Marathon. And
yep.
that turned out really good.
I remember that.
So
I was there.
That worked out really good. But you know, everything happened for a reason and it turned out really good. It's a good brand in Duluth now, and it's one of those investments that's long term. Right. You know, you're doing the things necessary to be there for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It's not one of those where you invest in a house, a duplex, and you collect rent, you know,
right.
And you move on.
Yeah.
Any day something bad could happen, or, you know, any day you can be set and be in good shape. So,
right.
Yep.
That day on Grandma's, that was kind of hectic.
That was opening hectic. It up. Yeah.
You had a line of people, though.
There was a line of people.
There was some people camping out. Because what was the deal that you had?
There was 50 people. You get free pizza for a year, the first 50 people.
They got free pizza for a year?
Yep. Oh. Yep. The first person was there at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, there's 50 people at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
First person was there at like 6 o'clock at night. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And
that's
then
nuts.
You were able to hang out with me that morning.
Yeah, we were crushing Bud Light oranges.
We
upstairs.
We took care of that first transaction, and me and you went on our way. We were able to go out and have some fun that night.
Yeah,
you
know. Went over to the reef, did the Grandma's Marathon.
Yeah, thing. Couldn't miss out on that.
No, that was sick.
That was crazy.
So now you got now you kind of got something else in the works.
Let's not tell. So this is going to be something that me and my father are going to be doing. He's just going to be helping me out. But
yeah,
let's hope that he doesn't see this podcast, because nobody knows about this yet.
So you don't even want to mention what you're doing?
I think this is okay. Last time I checked, how many of you had, like, what, 6 viewers on the last?
So I think the last, I don't know, we're averaging probably a little over 100 viewers on YouTube. But that's mainly because that Vanessa's got 275
Thank
views.
Thank you to the girl that Gage just met.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But then, I mean, Instagram, I get 350 views on the clips that I put up on Instagram, and I'm getting just under 100 on iTunes and Spotify. So it's
all right. Well,
it's starting
so
to pick
this,
up a little bit.
I'll drop it because
you don't even need to tell them. How about you don't tell them where it is? You can do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, does that make you feel more comfortable?
That's fine. Okay. I mean, it's gonna be. We're hoping it's about 60-70% done. And we're hoping for. We were hoping for a Halloween open. We're still hoping for that.
Yeah.
But we are, it's going to be very foreign to people that have never seen the concept yet. But have you ever poured your own beer? This will be a.
I mean, not. I've been a server before. But
right. You know, but like you walk into a place.
That's what you mean by. Okay.
You pour your
like
own beer.
Like a tap house. What's it's just a self-pour. Self-pour tap room.
It's going to be a self-pour tap room.
Essentially?
Yep.
And I've been to one time before in Uptown, and it was sick.
It's going to be freaking sweet.
You walk in, and then you just give the lady $10 or whatever, and she gives you like a card or something like that. And every time you want another beer, you just walk up to this rail, swipe your card, and then just put your thing under there.
So this is going to be different. So you're going to come in. You're going to check in. You're going to give the host your ID and a credit card.
Okay.
And then you'll get a wristband. And then there's 40 taps, 40 iPads, and you'll swipe the tap, and it'll turn
so
green.
So you put your wrist, like, by it?
Right by it, yep.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, our logo will be in the bottom corner of this plaque.
Okay.
And you'll be able to hit that, and then it'll turn green.
Yep.
And then it'll say, welcome, Gage Harbin.
Right.
You'll pour 6 ounces, and then it maths it out by ounce, so it'll be, like, 32 cents an ounce.
Right, right.
For you, since you drink a lot of waters at the bar, it'll be relatively cheap.
I am right now.
So, yeah, there we go. Sober October over here.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you'll be able to pour 32 ounces.
Yeah.
The tablet will shut off at 32 ounces, and then you check back in.
Okay.
If you're housing Michelob Lights or something lighter,
right,
you'll get an allowance for 32 or 16 or 18 more ounces.
Oh, really?
Yep. So you'll be able to get more ounces allocated to you.
Right.
But
depending on the beer that you're drinking.
Yes.
Right.
This is a cool concept, because I've been looking at it, actually, to be honest with you, before Toppers.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been looking at this for 3-4 years, and you know, I think I'm glad that we did it now, because I don't think that the technology is where it was at 4 years ago.
Yeah, I would believe
that. So I think that, you know, we're going to be able to support all these local breweries and the new cideries in town, and be able to promote them on top of, you know, just being able to be a part of the mix here. You know, I think there's a lot of – Duluth is an awesome destination place, and there's
right.
It's hopping all the time. And so we're happy to be a part of it. for us, the difference will be we're going to have watch parties and hockey games and sports,
yeah,
where a lot of the breweries don't target that.
Yep.
So
are you going to do any like live music, things like that, you think, or just more watching?
It's going to be more TVs,
okay,
more good music. You know, no, like you go to like this, the sacred place that we always went to, Tavern. You know, Tavern's always got great music. They're always having a good time.
Still love the Tavern.
Right. You know, I go there quite a bit still, but
yeah,
you know, when we were younger, we were going there quite a bit. You know, I moved a little bit out of town, so it's a little bit harder for me to be.
Now you go to Billy's.
To be doing the bad habits that Gage still is involved in there.
No.
So.
Like, I'm drinking water. What are you drinking?
This is a milestone for you.
This is a milestone. Yeah.
So it'll be kind of like that vibe where you can enjoy your time. We're not going to do food.
You're going to bring in food?
Yes. And, you know, we won't drop location here right now. I'm sure people will find out relatively quick, but
yeah,
we're in good hands as far as food. You know, it's going to be a great spot with different venues, and you know, we're just going to be able to promote, you know, these other businesses that are excelling so well, you know,
right,
and people don't understand how hard it is. You know, I didn't realize, I thought real estate at 18 was really hard. Then I got into the restaurant. That's even tougher.
Is it harder?
It's harder. Yeah. We're now in real estate, you know, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, and I think any new business that you go through, you know, it's right, tough, you know?
Yeah. Real estate's probably easier for you now. I mean, obviously, you've been doing it for 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's about confidence. It's about being confident in what you're doing. And, you know, when you do something for 1-2 years, you know, it's tough. You got to really work hard at it. And, you know, and you also got to surround yourself with really good people. You know, that's a little bit
that's
different than
true.
Real estate. You know, you don't have to do that so much.
You just rely on yourself starting out.
Mainly. Real estate, you can be a soccer mom. You can have one baby on the back on a harness, and you can have a baby on the front of the harness, and you can sell a house.
Yeah.
You know, where restaurant, you can't. You can't do that. You know,
you think?
No, it's tough. You know, so that's the tougher part, is just, you know, putting together the right pieces, and then just continuing to treat those people right. You know, and be good to those people. And
right,
it's real estate. You meet people and you're good to people, and if you're not good to people, they're not going to work with you.
Yeah, they're
if
not
you're
gonna
good
tell
to people,
people
they're going to work with you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I can't even imagine how tough it was for you, because you came from Brainerd.
Yeah.
You know, where
I didn't know anybody.
You didn't know anybody. Where, you know, my dad was in the retail business
door-knocked
forever, you know, and I started at, he's been at Super and Liquor for 15 years, and that's where I started working, and that's where I started my real estate business, just meeting people there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like real estate dating at Super and Liquor. anyone that was mildly buzzed, I was like, hey, let me try to sell your house, you know, like, and I got a couple of yeses out of someone that was kind of buzzed up.
You used your senior pic for your real estate photo.
Yeah, I used
it for like 6 years. You just got a new one like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. My cousin gave me so much shit for that. I swear to God.
I love that old photo.
Yeah, I just, when the times are tough, when you're trying to build a brand and you got to save up on
that's
money,
true.
You know, it's not cheap to get, you know, photos done. And
you deal with a lot of haters. A lot of people talking smack.
I think in any industry you do.
Yeah.
I feel like you deal with haters too, right?
Oh,
I mean,
for sure, yeah.
There's people that are always going to want to see you not do well in anything you do. You know, and
How do you combat that?
Just be good to them.
Right.
Be good to people and hope to win people over and to have them believe in the brands that you're pushing. And, you know, you're always going to have people that are dissatisfied, unhappy. It's a tough life out there, you know. It's tough. You know,
people hate to see other people doing well too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's people don't want to see good things, and that's the world that we're in. Look at some of the issues that we see every day. You know, I'm not a big politics guy, but
I'm not either.
You see a lot of that. You know, it's a sad world right now, and you know, we're just trying to. I feel like both of us, you know, we're trying to push brands and do things that people really enjoy.
Right.
And that's, not everyone can do that. And that's where I'm starting to see our generation, they're going the other direction. They're kind of taking a step back and being like, hey, this is a hard way to make a living. I'm just going to swipe, do my thing and go home, you know?
Right. So you think that entrepreneurship is becoming more popular
amongst more popular
amongst people that are our age?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more popular, but it's going to be more difficult because it's like the cities, Minneapolis. You know, everyone's trying to do the same thing right now.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult because you got to be that much better than the other person.
Yeah.
You know, where Duluth, you know, I don't see it as much in Duluth, you know, at our age, like real estate, you know, for a while there, I was from 18 to 24, I was like the only young person.
Yeah.
And then this guy from Brainerd.
Oh, yeah.
Gets in his minivan and drives up to Duluth.
I did not have a minivan.
Or a Chevy Cruze.
That's ridiculous.
His mom dropped him off at Gage.
I had a BMW when I moved up here. I thought it was...
Like a 1962 BMW or what?
2006.
Was it?
I thought I was hot stuff. Because I sold real estate in Brainerd for a year, and I did...
Were you a ladies' man in Brainerd?
I wouldn't say, I definitely would not say that. But I,
Where are you going, Brainerd?
I did like 26 transactions my first year in Brainerd.
That's really good.
I thought that I was like the coolest thing ever. And I had a big sale, sold a big house, and there was a commission bonus attached to it. So I closed in Minneapolis and then stopped by after the closing and paid cash for a BMW and then drove that home.
Are you shitting me?
And then on the way home, I stopped into a K Jewelers and bought a $300 gold watch.
Do you still have it?
No, I slipped on some ice and broke it.
Broke it? Oh my. Which is totally something you would do.
That's exactly what I deserve to.
Totally.
What a little a-hole. Oh, that was so dumb. That stupid BMW cost me so much in maintenance costs. Now I have a Chevy
Cruze.
I
hope you're investing a little bit better.
Yeah,
You should buy a house. I've been telling you for two years.
Yeah.
I
will though.
Buy a duplex, you know.
Yeah. I got some multifamily.
I think you're afraid of commitment.
Right now. Yeah, that might be it.
Right?
That might be it. I don't know. What you got anything you do to keep your mindset that you have? Like the positive, keep growing kind of mindset. Is there anything that you do?
I guess like with moving, I moved out to the country, if anyone doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Out by Billy's. That's my landmark is Billy's Bar.
I love that place.
I think the biggest thing is just getting home and I try to go on like a 4-mile walk and kind of
clear your head.
Audit myself on what I got to do to be better, I think, is the biggest thing.
Yep.
There's every day you want to try to change things, make an adjustment, even something little.
Yeah.
Or it could be there's some really tough days where you got to think of something bigger. You know, there's
right
in this lifestyle, you're so up and so down. You know, it's
oh yeah, it's know, insane. It's by the hour.
It's by sometimes. The it's sometimes,
there are sometimes
it's by
I'm in my car.
Minutes.
Yeah, I'm in my car cheering, and then all of a sudden, I get an email and I'm like screaming in my car. Yeah, that shit.
And that's probably why I don't do a lot of the video stuff and a lot of the vlogging and stuff like that. Just because, you know, just something. It's like an add-on, and I probably should do more of it. But
yeah.
I guess I handle myself in different ways.
Right.
You know, I've always just tried to be a student of the game and do it that way and just be good to people. And that's kind of how I try to earn my business and do things. And, you know, at this point, it's like, you know, thinking about, I need to get into videos. You look at Gary Vaynerchuk, he's doing exactly what you're doing. And
he makes a lot of videos. I don't make nearly as many videos as I used to. I need to get back into it. I've been kind of lazy with it.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's tough to do.
Yeah, it's tough to think of things to say all the time, too.
Yeah.
And you can do the same old boring walk through a house. Like,
right. And who wants to listen to me and you talk for 2 hours, whatever this is going to be?
Well, it'll get a couple hundred views across platforms and things like that. I don't know, like toss it on in the car. Like, what these sons of guns got to say.
I guess this is that's the difference for me is I've never really had this approach. And it's something that I've always wanted. I beat myself up for it a little bit just because it adds on to your business and it's the way people don't read anymore. I was listening to the Spit and Chicklets and Paul Bissonnette. He's like, when's that going to be on audiobook? You know, there's a guy that had a book out there.
Oh,
and he's like,
yeah.
When is that going to be on audiobook? Yeah. And I'm like, no one reads anymore.
I know. I used to read it a lot and I just listen to audiobooks and podcasts.
Right.
It's so much easier. I mean, you're driving, you can listen to it.
And that's the new way of doing things. So, for you, I give you mad props for doing this because
this is just fun. I like this.
Yeah, this is fun, but this is where people are trending this way. You know, so if you want to grow the big thing I think is consistency.
Yeah.
So if you do this for 2 years, you know, and you're on Spotify, who I don't. Do you know any 20 like to 30 year old person that doesn't have Spotify?
Like and subscribe.
I mean,
yeah.
That's
I actually
huge.
Have Pandora.
You have Pandora instead of Spotify?
Yeah.
He's the only 20 to 30 year old that doesn't get have a lot fucking of shit Spotify.
But I have iTunes, like and subscribe. But I like Pandora better, and everyone says.
Wow.
But busy. Listen,
but
people.
We're on Spotify, you know?
We are on Spotify.
But wait, he doesn't have Spotify.
But I don't have Spotify. But we are on Spotify. Well,
that's knucking futs right there.
Well, everyone
holy
gives me
smokes.
Everyone gives me so much flack for not being on Spotify. But you can do everything on Pandora that you can on Spotify, but better. Everyone's like, but you can't make a playlist on Pandora and listen to it anytime you want. Like, oh, really? Yeah, because I
can. Can you make a playlist?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I've been doing it for the last 4 years.
You can put your own, like, you can put a Post Malone song on.
Yep.
And you can put, like, a, you're probably a big Thousand Miles guy.
That what is
song.
That?
Can you play a song on here or no?
Yeah.
I don't know. Play that Thousand Miles
what
song.
Is that?
Who's it's like, it's like a, kind of a, like a.
I will walk 5,000.
No, that's not it.
No, this is like Hillary Duff shit.
Oh,
you know, like
oh, I know. Yeah, you're
like
about.
If I could. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, I miss you.
That's your shit.
I'm not gonna lie.
And that's why you're probably like the weasel at Brainerd High because
I didn't even go to Brainerd
that
High
on, or whatever.
I went to Crosby.
Crosby High. Sorry.
Go see, I go.
Because you're playing that.
Anybody
song.
Who says they don't like that song,
well, you can
is
put up. That song and Post Malone on one playlist.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
You can do everything. Like I said, you can do everything. And they're like, whoa, you can't do this. Yeah, you can. Shut up. And the radios, the stations are better. The radio stations are better.
I guess.
You think so?
I know so. Because I used to.
Can you get podcasts on Pandora?
Yep. But I use iTunes for podcasts. But yeah, you can do everything. Pandora. I'm the only one that I know.
20 to 30 year old that has Pandora radio.
Yeah.
I had Pandora radio when Spotify wasn't a thing.
I did too.
Yeah,
and then I switched to Spotify when I was 19 or 18 to 19, and then I went back to Pandora because the Spotify station sucked, and it wasn't getting me all excited.
Well,
like
surprise,
Pandora,
I made a pretty big Pandora. Statement there, and I came up short, I guess. So every 20 to 30 year old that has Spotify, guaranteed. Besides him,
yeah,
you are a little unorthodox.
Some people
group,
watch,
so.
Or some people have Apple Music too, and Apple Music is garbage. I don't like that shit either.
I've never even tried it.
Don't.
Have you tried Apple TV?
Yeah, I have that.
Is it good?
It's fine. I don't know. It's whatever.
See, like for me, and that's another big thing for me too, is I feel like I'm not educated enough on this technology piece.
Yeah.
Coming from the guy that's opening up a self-port tap room, I guess I feel like I'm not.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even set up like a cable box to my TV.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have Casey. Otherwise, I would have never started one. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
This stuff, I start doing it, and then
appreciate
I get...
Appreciate you doing this.
I get, like, ADD, and I want to rip my hair out. I don't...
You got it. You have to sign, like, a 5-year contract. You think you have... Is that okay?
Yeah.
Guaranteed money.
Guaranteed.
We're, like, set for a year.
Set for... You go year to year, 1-year contracts.
Oh,
you're gonna
that's
be,
right.
You're
going to
be getting, like, the next
I don't know what I'm
going to
do if Casey moves away.
You're going to... Casey's going to refer you to somebody. Alex Trio referred you to Casey, right? That's how,
yeah.
You know, so...
Maybe Casey will stick around, though. You'll be... Like I said...
You like the look?
Yeah.
I plan on doing this, but like, I think that my goal is to do it for a year. And if after a year I don't have 1,000 people watching it on YouTube or 1,000 views across all platforms, if I don't have that after a year with each one, I'm going to have to really rethink this whole podcast.
It's tough
thing.
Though. I mean, that's the thing though. Like,
but
we do these advertising money. Things. We spend the money, we invest. Zillow, Realtor, that's another big one. You're putting $1,500 in a month.
Yeah.
And, I'll do this for 3 months, and if it doesn't do anything, I am done. Well,
yeah,
wasted $6,000 there. You
yeah.
know, so you, I guess the big thing that I see is in any business, if you set out a brand and you distribute a certain way, give it 4 or 5 years. That's why
that's a good point.
Real estate doesn't have a retention of anybody at all because
yeah,
it's
in 2 years
retention.
It's like 95% or 99%
right. People come into it for 6 months. Oh my God, I can't do it. This is the like I've heard this several times from like big time realtors.
Yeah.
Everybody in their first 2 years of being in real estate is looking for a job.
Oh yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Or they get
everybody.
30 days in, they're like, I haven't sold a house. I gotta
no,
pay rent.
Every for the for two 24 months, everyone's looking for
yeah.
You're on Indeed or Monster.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there.
I've
you know?
Done it a couple times.
I was there.
Sure.
I was
especially my first year.
And then, like, you spent, like, 2 months with this couple, and you write an offer, And then they have a home inspection and it falls through. And yeah. then they're like, oh, we're actually going to wait now.
Floors are too squeaky.
We're going to wait till 2022. You know, that turns a lot of agents off too.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things like people ask me, like, how do you handle that? And it's
ups
like,
ups and there's downs.
Like, drink Crown Royal.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
Nice. You know? Yeah. That's something the realtors drink alcohol.
A lot of realtors like.
You ever alcohol. Been to the NAR convention?
No, the I've National been to the National Association. I was at Coldwell Bankers Convention. I was at. Remaxes.
Yep.
And
realtors put them down.
Oh, yeah. They drink, used to put them down big time.
They drink hard.
It slowed down a lot.
You think?
Oh, yeah. It slowed down a ton. Old school.
That's because the market's
old school
good,
real
though.
Estate. You know that.
Once the market crashes again?
Yeah. Old school realtors, they would go into the basement at Coldwell Banker.
Yeah.
And they'd have those tie parties. They'd rip off everybody's tie and they would nail them. To like a
why
yeah oh it was like God. A it was like a tie party this is this was like the 1960s you ask Frank about it
that sounds ask sick Frank I wish we it. Did things like that
they like
I hear stories about Messina too and I'm like what I'm like what are
well,
we
like
what?
When I was like 19 20 years old we were still doing like that bowl-a-thon
yeah
that was like people were boozing the whole time and now they switched it to noon because 92% of the realtors in town are
smashed
78 years Start. Old You know,
yeah.
I don't want any 78-year-old realtors taking offense to this, but I mean it's an old industry
There's
right now.
No
it's
way
old.
They're watching us. We got some younger people coming up though, but I just something I feel like I've seen with the younger people is they're not putting the work in.
They're not putting the work in,
and that's something that I'll.
That's
I'll
why.
Say
that's
about
what
you
I hate about Duluth is that we're getting all these great people.
Yeah.
And we're failing them in Duluth because they come here. They get their degree and they go. They're gone.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that I hope that.
That's something that's changing, though, I think.
I hope so. I hope it changes more. I think the hospital's helping it out for sure.
Yeah.
But you see, everyone's song and dance is, hey, graduating college and I'm headed to the cities.
Back to Minneapolis.
And you hate to see that because there's so many good people that come and go. And,
yeah.
You know, you just want to try to retain that. And because really everything. One thing that won't change about this world is it's always going to be about people no matter how much we evolve, no matter how much, you know, technology changes things. Until yeah. you tell me that I can hire 10 robots to go out and sell a house or make a pizza or yeah. pour a beer, I'm convinced that it's all about people. It's all yeah. about who you surround yourself with, you know. And
that's very true. Because someone said that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with or something like that.
Yeah.
People have a huge influence on you, and you have a huge influence right. on people. I think we sometimes forget that, like the things that we
That's
say.
Why we tried to tell you to stop hanging out with all those homeless guys.
Yeah, I know. We
tried to tell you to get out of that. No.
I know. I wanted to go into a homeless man consulting business.
Of course you did.
I don't know why, but I just feel like if I was homeless, I'd be able to do better than the current homeless people.
I don't know, man. Like, there was a homeless guy that was living. I played hockey.
Yeah.
In high school for a few years, and there was this guy that was living in Pioneer Hall, and he had a pretty. I mean, to be able to live.
What
in
was
a,
he doing though? He was living in Pioneer Hall.
He was living in under the staircase at Pioneer Hall.
Yeah, but you
I
see,
mean, that's a pretty good survival tactic. It's negative 32 degrees out.
Yeah.
Most people are sleeping in.
Well,
tents.
That's their first mistake. Like, why would you stay in
Duluth?
Yeah. If you're homeless.
That's true.
But what I'm talking about is like the panhandling that they're doing.
Yeah.
It's pathetic, if I'm being honest. Not because they're panhandling, but the way that they're doing it.
Well, how would you panhandle?
See, their cardboard signs are too broad. Everyone's blessing me. God bless
you.
Would you give me
like
money.
A...
You need to pick a niche. You need to be like.
Starting a business or something?
I don't know. You just got to be like, we'll mow your lawn for a grill.
How many people would want to mow someone's? Would a panhandler? I don't think they're trying to work. If a panhandler wanted to work, they'd go to
maybe
establishment,
maybe.
Get an application.
I don't know.
You know,
maybe. Well then,
would you bring a homeless person to your yard? I wouldn't want to be
I don't think so, yeah.
Nah. Okay, so let me give you another example.
I'm not saying homeless people are bad people, but you just...
You never know.
Yeah, I mean...
They're desperate. That's why they're dangerous, because they can become desperate.
Right, that's
And that's
true.
Why they might be able to... But so there's you've probably seen him. There's a guy right by Super One Liquors in West Duluth, off
okay.
of Central Ave, that ramp. He stands there with a sign that says...
he wanted a beer.
Need money for beer.
Yeah.
I pulled over one day, boom, shot him a tenner.
You gave him 10 bucks.
Oh, I gave him 10 bucks. I'm like, dude, you want beer? I love that. Like, because he picked a specific niche. He's like, need money for beer. And I'm like, this dude's being honest.
That guy got kicked out of Super One Liquor, probably. I'm pretty sure he did, actually.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I'm bummed about that. Like I said.
He was screaming in Super One Liquor, probably.
He seemed really level-headed.
Good soul.
Yeah.
He needed a beer.
I'm like, here's someone that's just down on their luck.
Gage gave a guy 10 bucks so he could rip a half pint of Jim Beam underneath the 35
bridge. He said he wanted beer. So I think he went about beer with it. But that's what I'm saying is like picking a specific.
Have you ever slept underneath the bridge?
If his sign would have said, God bless you and need money, I wouldn't have been stopping. No way,
really?
Jose. There'd be a higher chance of me stopping if his sign said, fuck you, I don't like you. I would probably pull over
that's
and give
crazy.
Him $5. Because if like, dude, your sign is hilarious. Like,
that's crazy.
I love it.
I guess that might be a millennial approach. I guess.
Yeah. I just don't know. You need to say like need money for I don't know. You need to pick a niche.
I guess yeah. The biggest thing about that is like you'd think that you'd want someone to do something progressive with that $10, and you know instead of buying
beer.
Yeah. I mean, what's,
yeah.
What do you think? I mean, is that?
I'm totally on your side.
I think it's hilarious.
Is that a very progressive?
Well,
thing
what would be a progressive?
I'm gonna buy a 24 ounce can of. Side pocket, you know, and then I'm gonna.
But the dude's just being
What would be a progressive thing for him to buy? Just food, you think?
Band-aids? I would say maybe more clothes.
Lotion?
No clothes.
I always have dry skin. I think.
Clothes, maybe shampoo.
Maybe like a brush.
You know, there is a super good.
The last thing they're gonna buy is shampoo.
There's a super good shake shop down there. You could buy it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That a realtor owns it actually.
What one's that? Oh, that one's across the way. I'm talking about the one in the Super Liquor Store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's one like right there.
And so you think buy a shake?
Either a shake or some undies or shirt, you know.
So that could
Gnucci's is down there.
Yeah.
Could get a nice meatball sub.
So if you had a sign that said need money for a Gnucci sub, I'd be like,
I probably would do that.
That's probably one of the best subs in town.
Yeah.
Like their subs are out of this world. So
yeah,
like,
I would probably do that over giving him, if he's going to house a 24-ounce can, you know. And I mean, I've worked at Super One Liquor.
Yeah.
So I have been there.
Did you like it when homeless guys would come in?
No.
Why?
Because it was.
Are you sure it was?
There was one guy. It was Spirit
was
Valley
it them
days.
Or
was pretty
it
wild.
You?
Spirit Valley days. And he's just fucked up. Sorry, for swearing. But
no,
he was
we can
messed
say
up.
We can say that.
He was so drunk that I was working and he was grabbing my shoulders.
What?
And he was going, he was screaming.
Was he trying to kiss you or something?
He was screaming and he's like,
no.
We were like, all right, well, either get your case of 16-ounce Milwaukee's
best ice.
Oh, yeah.
Man. First time I puked on alcohol. That's
was that is that the first time you hey-you'd somebody at the liquor store when you were like 18?
First time at what? Oh, hey, you'd somebody. No. There's no way they're letting me in a liquor store at 18. I looked way too
hey,
young.
You, can I get a 24, 16-ounce
no.
ice?
No, that would have never worked.
Have you ever hey-you'd somebody at all?
No.
No.
I you had, like, stand out and have an older person buy you beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had older friends and older cousins and stuff that hooked me up with that game. But that's what I'm saying. So if the real estate market ever crashes and my entire life falls apart and I end up homeless, these homeless guys, they gotta watch out because I'm taking 100% market share of this.
Yeah, you're gonna
win the market over. Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't, if I'm gonna give you advice, do not ask for beer because I don't think you're gonna do very well.
I wouldn't. I would ask for the things that I need. So, you know, maybe.
Please buy me PS4. Bag?
Yeah, exactly.
Please buy me a vodka soda at Tavern.
Or you could fill up gas cans and sell gas.
Yeah, but you need money to buy it.
Well, you get the money. Need money for gas. Get the money, put it in a gas can, and then sell gas to people.
Can't you just go to a gas station and buy gas?
Well, most of the time. But that's like the wholesale. That could be the middleman. Like you could drive all the way over to the gas station and get gas, or I could put gas in your car right now.
I think what you should get into is if we ever hit this rock bottom, you should like get like you should like play like drums on like a pan or something.
I don't know if I have the rhythm for that.
You could YouTube it and master the skill.
I could maybe be
like you go to like for the Twins game,
yeah,
or the Vikings game, and afterwards
some
this guy's
out there
pounding,
just shredding.
He's
on
pounding
buckets.
like a Tupperware, like
yeah.
You know, like you're just hitting that thing, and it's like this guy's really actually good. This is like a
they are good. They're actually very talented. What would you do? Let's say all of your businesses fail miserably. You got nothing. What would you do then? Would
I don't
you start
know.
Another business? Would you try to find a job?
That's a good question. I've never, I guess, never even thought about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably just continue to try to survive. I think that's the biggest thing, however which way, and just be as positive as possible. You know, it's not, bad things happen in life, so you never know. But, you know, someone told me actually yesterday, they were talking about how they had a bad deal, and it set them back, like, a lot of money. And he's like, you know what, I wasn't going to let myself go bankrupt. I'm going to rise above it, and I'm going to work harder, and I'm going to continue to find my way.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's in a good spot, you know. Well, so a lot of people, I think, like, give up. Like, that first recession, I think they like, oh, shit, the value of the, I'm upside down here, you know. Yeah. I've been upside down on every fucking car I've bought, you know. I haven't given up, you know. Like,
yeah.
That's what happens when you buy a car. You know, it decreases in value when you drive off the lot. You know, so I guess don't ever give up. Right. Whatever you end up doing, it's in the cards. You know,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of people give up and
you
know, that's kind of what our generation is a little bit right now is.
Everyone's victimized. I talked about this before on a different podcast. Everybody's victimizing themselves constantly. Like right. I would have made it in real estate, but. The market was bad. Would have made it in real estate, but I had this problem, this problem, this problem, this was going on. It's never their fault.
Right.
Like, in my eyes, every single thing that happens to me in my life is as a result of something that I did.
Right.
Or did not do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way that you got to look at it.
This is like a spit chiclets type thing. Like, you're going to have days where you eat poop sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to just...
Yeah. Shit on rye.
Yeah. You got to just, you know, rise above the poop sandwich and, you know... come back better the next day, you know.
Casey, you ever eaten a turd hoagie before?
Oh, for sure.
With provolone?
A poopy panini?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mart Royal sells good poopy paninis.
Poopy. Yeah. Oh, gross.
I can't believe they just put us on the poop sandwich
category. Oh, man, we're talking about... No, it's true, though.
I'm actually having a lot of fun here, guys. This is some good stuff.
I love doing it. It's genuinely fun to just talk, and you got the camera, and you got Casey with his man bun and his red hair. Casey,
you're not serving poop sandwiches here, are you?
No.
Perfect. Oh, all right, good.
Yeah, a cornfish. You know what a cornfish is?
What the hell's a cornfish?
Oh, my dad taught me this word. We were like floating down a river a couple of years ago, and there was like this piece of moss that kind of looked like a turd, and it was floating towards me. He's like, "Hey, watch out! You got a cornfish hot on your tail." And I'm like, "What is that?"
Gross.
And I look over, and it looked like a turd. A cornfish is a turd.
Life and Crosby.
It's a turd floating in the water. It's called a cornfish.
Life and Crosby.
You would see corn and turd.
Yeah, because there's sometimes there's corn and poop. Mm-hmm. Not all the time, but when you eat corn, usually.
Never heard that.
Cornfish.
I guess I was more like, I was at the baseball field like every day when I was like from 6 years old.
Hitting dingus.
At Eastern Little League.
Yeah.
We just try to every day hit over the Green Monster. Have you ever seen the Green Monster? Mm-mm. It's right where Glen Avon is, right on Woodland Avenue there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's.
I know what you're talking about.
That's why I've never heard of that analogy. I guess I was never at the lake.
Yeah. You never hung around the cornfish?
No, I was never a cornfish guy. No.
Yuck.
Never a cornfish guy.
Yeah, those are gross. Casey, I had somebody tell me a couple of days ago that they wanted to see what you look like.
Oh, God.
I'm not
you
seeing
you.
You
want to come over here?
Not yet today.
Yeah? No.
What?
I don't know if I'm going to be
You're repping a cool shirt.
I don't know, but I don't know.
You gotta rep those guys a little bit.
Because everyone, you know, all like 400 people maybe that might see or hear my podcast.
I think that's a little overestimate.
Hey, if I want my face to be on here, I think you're good, man.
Oh, nice. Whoa, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the podcast, this is number 10.
This is number 10?
This is episode number 10.
This is I'm a part of the milestone.
This is a milestone.
We've gone back so far to 2016 that I should be a part of this milestone.
I feel
like it's been longer than since 2016. You think it's because of the amount of alcohol that we've consumed together?
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time together last summer.
We did, last summer was a lot.
Yeah. That was fine, though. Yeah. I noticed one thing is that you are a hard-ass worker. And anybody who ever says, like, Jordan is, he's like, oh, he's just doing this, he's lucky, he's got this going for him, and this, that's only because of this or that or this. I'm like, dude, shut up. If you could see how hard this dude worked, you would be like, I would love to see somebody talking smack about, like, where you've grown your business. I would love to see them try to keep up with you on a week.
That's why, like, I gravitated towards you because...
Nobody can.
Nobody, it's no one wants to do what we do. No. You know, well, I don't care if you're selling ass work. I don't care if you're sitting out on Central Avenue with a I need a beer sign or running Maurice's corporate. You know, no one wants, yeah. You know, no one wants to put in the work. I guess at this age, I feel like some of it's,
yeah.
I'm not saying that it for everybody. I just feel like that's our biggest issue right now is we're not getting the max potential out of people.
Yeah.
In our age group.
And I think I'm a huge advocate of the internet and the extra, the new business that comes with the internet. But I think that can kind of be a negative in some people's eyes because they see all of these people that are massively successful on Instagram or wherever, right. And it seems so close. Right. All I gotta do is like do a little bit and I can get to where this person's at. But they don't see the 15 years of this person like just being a loser for 15 years, and then all of a sudden one thing hits and pops off. And
well, another big thing too that I am so different than every other agent. I feel like everybody texts. If someone texts me and it's important, Eric Sams, I did it to him yesterday. He texted me, bam, right away, call him. You know, I feel like.
I like texting.
I don't like texting. I feel like, especially when you're dealing with like the most important transaction in somebody's life, I feel like it's just, it's the courtesy of just making that call, you know, and
yeah.
Yes, texting's nice on some detail because if I make a mistake and I texted you that, like, okay, I can understand that. Yeah, like, yeah. There, it's a paper trail, but I just feel like you can't communicate in a certain way.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll hurt me.
Emojis help.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. You can show kind of some intent behind it.
Yeah, I sent an emoji tonight. Someone's like, your appraisal went good, and I went, did this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like right there, showed my guns off.
The guns.
I sent him a picture. I sent him an emoji over here of like a muscle.
Yeah. And you ever had a crush on one of your clients?
No.
You ever wanted to kiss him on the cheek?
I know you have.
I've had clients that I think
you've dated very... clients, haven't you?
No, definitely not.
Yes, you. Last year you did. You were dating them all last week. You were that one girl that you dated for a little bit, and then you ran into her at Mount Royal.
I
apologize if you're watching this.
No, she.
Cut this out.
I hope she has. She was a really cool girl. She wasn't a client of mine though.
She went to an open house.
She went to an open house.
Yes,
she went to.
I've got a good memory.
And I can't remember how she went to an open house and she signed in on the sign-in sheet, but she like didn't put her contact info. So like a creep. I went out and I found her on Instagram.
Oh my God. You found this girl on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then I followed her and then she immediately followed me back. And I'm like, dude, hook, line, and sinker.
How'd you find her?
She had a unique name. I won't.
Oh, so you like met her like verbally?
I met her. Yeah. We talked at the open house and she walked around.
My name's like Yulia.
And she left and I'm like, whew. I'm like, that chick's got it going on. Yeah. And I'm like, did she sign in? I walk over to the sign-in sheet. Boom. There's her name right there. So I found her on Instagram, shot her a follow. She followed me right back. And here's what I did that was strategic is I went back like 3 or 4 posts, something that happened like a few months ago. And then I liked that. And then she went to my Instagram and liked a post of mine from a few months ago.
This sounds like something that you do in like high school.
Nope.
Or like with MySpace.
Yeah, this is how we do it.
Sure, poking somebody.
That's the idea.
How many times have you poked somebody in the last 12 months?
Oh man,
shit. We're gonna be.
Are you?
Can I get another drink?
Are you talking about on Facebook?
Yeah, like
just so everybody knows, we're talking about Facebook pokes. We're not talking about.
I could see you poking somebody on Facebook.
Oh man.
Is it a feature on Facebook still?
I don't even know. Yeah.
I would imagine so.
I don't poke people on Facebook. No, it's weird. But no, yeah, we dated for a few months.
Wait, but it's the Instagram.
So he did date a client because if you're at an open house, what was she doing at the open house?
You're the businessman and she was a client.
Did she have a pre-approval letter?
Nope.
Oh. I mean, she's at an open house. What is she doing? Is she like the one that goes to like $600,000 houses and then $50,000?
I think it was a $225,000 house.
What was her reasoning of being there?
She was there for her boss, I guess. She was like looking for her.
Maybe she just wanted to be with you.
That might have been it. I don't know. She was a cool girl, very smart. But yeah, we were liked each other's stuff on Instagram. Shot her a message, hey, you're cool.
You just talked to her.
Went on a date. Haven't talked to her in a long time.
It's like that one song. She moved to Rihanna. You fell in love in a hopeless place.
Yeah, she had to leave Duluth to go get a PhD in Minneapolis.
You should poke her again on Facebook. She's getting a PhD.
Well, a psychiatrist, or like a psychologist, or no, what was it? Biochemistry or something like that. So
biochemistry is pretty good.
I don't know exactly what it was.
That's like pharmacy, I think.
No, it was...
Isn't it?
No, they don't make a whole lot of money.
Biochemists don't make money? Oh, really? Did you research it?
Well, she told me. She's like, yeah, I hope
Ask Jeeves, does biochemists make good money?
Well, I think she said, I don't remember for sure, it was something chemistry.
Isn't Ask Jeeves like a search thing?
It was biochemistry.
I'm just saying that he's asking Jeeves if he should date this girl.
She said that she hoped that at retirement she would be making 100K. She said that was her goal.
That's a good living.
At retirement.
Yeah, I suppose. But
it's not a
That's
doctor.
Like a teacher.
It's not like a PhD.
Teacher though. Probably makes 100 grand a year.
You think at retirement? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yes.
No.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe a professor.
Yeah. No, I think
if you're teaching social studies, you think?
If you have like that longevity piece.
Tenure?
Yeah. The longer you are, and then I think if you have like more schooling, you know, and, I mean, schooling costs like $300 million, but if you have more schooling, you get paid more. You know, I've sold a couple houses to teachers, and I feel like, yeah, I mean, you can make some buckos doing that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
if I wasn't in real estate, I guess I'd be like, I'm gonna be a gym teacher, make 100 grand a year at the end of it, and throw dodgeballs at kids.
And summer, baby.
Yeah, summer. Mm-hmm. Summer's like, that's huge. My cousin, he's a teacher.
He's got like 3 months off, four
he
months off.
He lives the dream.
What does he do though? See, I feel like I'd get bored.
He coaches three sports.
What would
sports.
You do if you had summer off? I can't even
oh
imagine.
Oh my God, I'd be so happy. Oh.
No, you would not. That's what you think. I used to think
I know,
that
and that's
too.
What you, and you say that like in real estate, like,
yeah.
Oh, if I had summer
I'd love
off.
To have weekends off.
Right.
Then you have a weekend off, and you're like, what do people do?
And that's the thing is like you, but it's just the passion of what we do.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, to be honest, if I didn't do this route, like if I didn't have rentals and, you know, if I wasn't doing investments and stuff, like I think being a teacher would be really cool. I won't lie. When I was young, when I was 17, 18, you know, I thought about being a gym teacher. So it's, you know, I mean, it's a good.
So your goals are really high.
Yeah, I guess.
No offense to Jimmy.
Yeah.
I think you make good living.
No,
you
it's
know.
Good. And I think there's probably, you know, like emotional rewards, helping kids.
Yeah, helping
and
kids.
Like that.
I like coaching. Like I was, before you met me, I was coaching.
2015 and earlier.
1995, actually, which we're going to change it just to make it look
what?
A little bit better on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it kind of makes me look bad that I thought I knew you for so long.
No, well, like you said, I mean,
2016 was like
that was 4 years
two years ago.
Ago. Four.
Sorry.
No, yeah, well, four. Almost four.
4 years.
So we've known each
yeah.
other for almost four,
4 years.
4 years. Yeah. What you thought about
I've had the same car for 4 years, so I've known you as long as my car.
Yeah.
Do you remember me ever having a car before the GMC?
Was it a Dodge Neon, 96, 97?
Yeah, was it. It was purple?
Yeah. I knew somebody that had a purple one.
It was purple and it said, I'm cool on the back of it. Like,
I'm not kidding. In high school, if you had a Dodge Neon, you're like, oh, man.
No,
I had a couple of friends that had those.
Grand Am GT when I was in high school.
Oh, man.
And I would play One Time by Justin Bieber. Woo! So loud.
Bench seat on that? Did you have a bench seat?
It was like a Bose system with a four-door.
Yeah.
And I would just pop that sunroof, and I would just go, me and you. Like, I would play that song, you know?
What? What song?
Justin Bieber One Time.
One Time. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I was a big Justin Bieber fan. I was a little baby in high school.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Were you raking in any chicks in high school?
No, I was like this tall.
You didn't
tall.
Have any girlfriends?
I'm not tall, like, right now. But I was, like, really short. Like, I was tiny.
Like 4'8", 4'9", or, like, how short
no,
are
I'd
talking?
Say, like, 5'2".
Okay.
5'2". I was the kid, and I played hockey my freshman year, first year I ever played hockey. Because I quit hockey when I was younger because I hated the cold. I was like, I don't want my feet to be cold.
Weird.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to quit hockey. And then I was like, my dad allowed me to go back to high school hockey as a freshman. Well, and I was just getting that is the only time I ever felt like
playing.
I was getting victimized. There was one time we were playing Pequot Lakes.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah.
The Lightning. Northern Lakes Lightning.
The kid
That's Crosby,
hit me
too.
So hard into the door that the door opened. I was out of the building.
You're a Trojan, right?
I was a Trojan.
Yeah, Duluth Central.
And then the second year, I went to Chris Bell IST.
Yeah.
And I put a little muscle on, and I was the kid that was starting
to get
penalties out. But, like, what I would do, because I...
You were a bruiser.
I sucked. I was bad.
Yeah.
I would just go run at a kid and just storm, like, hammer him, and he would not even close to the puck.
Really?
Oh, that's 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
So, like, I went from getting killed, and I was like, screw this. I'm not going to do this again this year. And I went to being the killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then I kind of just said, screw it. I'm done. You know, yeah. This is my second year playing hockey.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to play hockey, but I couldn't. I don't know. My parents were very young.
You were that must have been close to Pequot Lakes.
Well, that's the same team. Crosby and Pequot playing the same team. It's Northern Lakes Lightning. Yeah.
God, if you would have played, I would have come across and just.
I wanted to play. My parents were too poor when I was 3 or 6 years old. Whenever kids started,
it is expensive.
Hockey. My parents were like 14 and 15. Did
you play any sports? I never really asked.
I played many sports. So
you were the head cheerleader of the football team, weren't you?
Yep, head cheerleader of the football team.
Skirt.
Very short skirt.
Yeah.
So, show my bits every now and then.
Right. Right. You got that one guy that always.
Yeah.
Head cheerleader.
Honestly,
know,
that wouldn't be a bad gig.
No.
You learn to do sick like gymnastics.
You get free pizza or something after the game.
You get like free pizza after the game.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with usually hot chicks.
Yeah.
The whole time, picking them up.
That's probably
them.
The only reason why you'd ever even do it.
That would be a big reason.
Hot chicks.
But also the gymnastics portion of it.
Yeah.
Cool. Do some flips, things like that.
The girl would have to hold you up though.
I think it's some. No. Well, yeah, in high school. Probably. Yeah. I was a little dude in high school. So here's an idea. It's the tenth podcast that I've done, and I wanted to do something for episode 10. I wanted to do some kind of. Like shirts or fanny packs or visors or something like that with a logo on it.
Yeah.
And I would either sell them at cost or I would give them away. I haven't decided what I want to do with that yet. But if you were me, what would you do?
Ugh. I'm trying to think here. I would probably
something that would promote the cast a little bit and also reward those who have been religiously watching the cast.
I think you know it'd be really cool.
What?
Is if you I did this for this was kind of something we did for Toppers too.
Yeah.
What if you had a trucker hat and you put your face on the back of the trucker hat
uh-huh.
and people were around town? I like randomly was at the gas station. I saw this kid with a Topper's trucker hat on.
Yeah.
What if they just your face was on this trucker hat?
Yeah. It would be the logo.
The high five with Gage Harmon
with my face on.
So you got to have your face. I would just throw your face on and put high five.
Really?
That's what I would do.
Oh,
high five. Like, hey, dude, high five. Like, that's what I would do.
What do you
think?
That seems
your
kinda...
face with sunglasses next time you're at the sports garden, you're like, holy crap, that guy's got my face on his hat.
I haven't been there.
That's how you build a brand, you know?
Yeah.
That's how you build a
that's
brand.
That's probably good. And then probably give them away for free then, huh? Or sell them at cost.
I would say you got to give away the first girls.
Maybe
if
give away.
If Ian Sherber's nice enough to whip up some.
That's where I got
hats.
These bad
yeah.
boys, and they weren't cutting me any deals.
They do a good
I like
job,
Ian
though.
A lot,
oh,
though.
Man,
he's,
they're awesome.
He's a good dude. Yeah, they do
they
a
They actually,
great job.
I'll give them credit here. They created the logo for the tap room.
Okay.
So they did a heck of a job doing the logo. And
I tried to get them to create a logo. I wanted them to create a logo for me, and I don't know. They couldn't find anything.
I think it looks good.
Well, this is they didn't give me this. I went to Fiverr.com and I paid $5.
The Jordan Caro brand is Fiverr.
Fiverr's nice.
Yeah, and the tap room is Fiverr too, the original.
Yeah.
So credit to Rianne.
Duluth Screen Printing is sweet though. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Duluth Screen Printing. Ian's he's a young hustler too. He's like 26.
They're doing way more than I am.
He's doing a lot.
Yeah, they're doing really cool stuff, and they're collab. The biggest thing is collaboration, and that's the thing that we like about the tap room is that we feel like we'll be able to collaborate with people and
you can kind of leverage them.
It'll help real estate, it'll help restaurant, it'll help the overall business of everything, and be able to come together with people. And
right,
and I think
that'll be fun. I'm excited for that to open. I hope it opens on Halloween or whatever.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Yeah,
we're hoping so.
Halloween
weekend, yeah. It's going to be really tight. Our guys are doing a really good job, and it's just one of those. It's a tough build out. You know, you get a lot. There's a lot of pieces, and we only started about 4 weeks ago, and so it's going to be really cool. And but DSP, I mean, they're collaborating with all these different events, and you know, they're always right there. They always have the momentum.
Yeah,
they're and everywhere. That's important.
He'd be a cool guy to have on the podcast, I think.
Yeah, ask him because he's an awesome guy, and
he'd be tough to get though. He's a mover and a shaker.
He's a mover and a shaker.
I wanted to meet with him and talk about doing the shirts or whatever. And I asked
you got to get them to do a trucker hat with your face on it. That would be sweet.
I will.
And I don't know so if people maybe rep shirts as much. You know, I guess maybe that'd be a good
no. What I wanted to
ask Common if they
when
want
I got
to
this
it.
Shirt, I knew him, so I like texted him. I'm like, hey, can we meet? I want to do some logo shirts for my real estate business. And I was like, he's like, sure. And I said, okay, where do you want to meet? And he said, King of Creams. He's
oh,
like,
cool.
He's like, let's get lunch at King of Creams, which completely took me by surprise. And then he showed up like it was like 15 minutes had gone by past the time we were supposed to meet, and I was like, what the. Where is this dude?
Didn't we?
No call,
didn't you meet
no
him
text?
For the first time when we were at? It was Brio Union. You were we were with Malone.
Malone.
John Malone. Or is it what's his name? What's the Danbury listing I keep?
Oh.
Yeah.
George
Malone.
George.
Sorry, yeah, George.
Love that dude.
He probably listens to this. I'm sorry.
He doesn't listen to it. He's 72.
We were with him at
yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
I'd run into him a couple times before that.
Oh,
but,
really? Okay.
So maybe I'll do hats and I'll give away like the first 10 for free.
That's
and then
cool.
I'll
That's
sell
cool
the rest
I
of them
is.
At cost. Maybe I'll get like 100 of them.
And trucker hats
like
are cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like the like this is the Super One liquor hat.
And those
are
like
stitched.
That's the style hat too that's
yeah.
in right now. So people
this
might wear it.
Yeah, but it's expensive, you know.
Is it?
We're gonna do hats like this for the tap room and It's spendier than the trucker hats, you know. And I think your face
oh,
on a trucker
I thought
hat
you were
would be,
talking about that. With the, like, that's a trucker hat, isn't it? Or is that?
The topper's hat is the trucker hat. It's like
oh, okay.
Screen printing instead of embroidery.
Right.
And I think that would be really cool if you had.
If anybody's print. Watching this right now, give me some input.
Yes.
Reach out. Tell me what you think I should do.
Fanny packs.
You like the fanny pack idea? I love fanny packs. I think
I'm not a big fanny pack guy.
That's
I'm sorry. Guys.
That's because you're not trying it out.
Yeah.
Everyone hates on fanny packs until you're at the beach and you get a wet pair of swim trunks and you need somewhere to store something. Next thing you know, people are just stuffing things in my fanny pack. Not to mention one time.
You should just get a purse.
No, it's much different than a purse. I actually got a girl's number one time because I had a fanny pack. I was at a bar.
Honey, I'm sorry.
I was at a bar playing volleyball, and I went to the bartender. I said, hey, can you...
This is the OP.
Can you baby... Yeah, I said, hey, can you babysit my fanny pack while I go play volleyball? Come back, my fanny pack has her name and number written on it.
Oh,
I'm looking through
God.
My fanny pack, and I'm like, dude,
this is the first girl to give Gage...
A fanny pack.
Give her number to Gage. There we go.
Oh, nice. Casey, what are we at for time?
An hour and 15.
Oh, nice. Another long one.
That's
These
good.
Going on. Is there anything that you absolutely would want to get across? Anything you need to talk about? Pressing?
I think we pressed good on real estate and just, you know, what are the challenges are and...
Yep. Business.
I guess we didn't really talk about, like, the past, like, what, you know, hanging out, I guess.
Yeah.
Last year we were pretty tight. We were in business for a little bit.
Yeah, Jordan and I were business partners, and then we
printed like 3,000 T-shirts.
Yeah,
and those never materialized. Really great T-shirts to wear to bed, though. Really nice garment. So, like, hey, I'm trying to make every piece positive as possible. So that's about the most positive thing I can say about our brand was. And it was the Great Lakes Real Estate Group.
You kept the brand though. After that, it just after that you decided to. And the
I
Great
changed
Lakes
it
Real
to the name because it was
yeah.
just the Great Lakes. That was a great
that
name.
That existed before I even before
yeah,
we
that's
even
true.
Partnered
yeah.
up. Though.
It's a great name. It's just we just changed it because we
there's
we
just, yeah
just being in business for so long and
there's
you
value
know,
in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was good. It was a very adult, like. Splitting apart though.
Oh yeah,
it was like people kept being like, "Oh man, you and Jordan, you're not working with Jordan anymore." He's like, "Man, you guys hate each other? Are you mad at each other?" I'm like, "No, I'm like we're still good
just,
buds." It was just
we each went certain, you know, we had different directions at that time, and
I saw something I thought was an opportunity, and
yeah, and that's what you got. That's what I really value about you is you know you're always out to take a risk, and
yeah,
you know even like my you know like a family member today is like, "God, I can't believe how much you're doing." Like.
Oh yeah,
you're going out and just trying different things, and we only live once, you know. So
heck,
if it does go bad,
today could be the
or,
day.
Yeah, if it doesn't work out, just don't give up. You know,
yeah.
Too many people are giving up.
You can't fail if you never give up.
Yeah, you can't fail if you never give up. That's for real.
Yeah. So last thing, special news of the day.
Oh boy.
I feel like my special news of the day is declining. It's getting worse.
What is that?
So in Ecuador. A woman opened a business and she is serving guinea pig ice cream.
Oh my God.
I don't want you to misunderstand this. This is not ice cream for guinea pigs. This is ice cream made out of guinea pigs.
Oh. She might be the only person that should give up. Oh my God.
Oh. She might be.
What do you get this? What do you?
Huffington Post.
What were you doing today?
This, I looked this up right
Gage
before
works
we
works really hard, but he might have not worked hard today.
I looked this up right before we started.
Wow.
Well, hey, big props ice to cream. You for, what do you for... think that? Would you eat that?
No. See, like, I'm like the guy that I went to Mexico, and I couldn't even drink the Pepsi because I thought it tasted weird.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They still put actual cocaine in their Pepsi, don't they?
Do they really? No wonder why.
That might be a rumor.
No wonder why.
That might be a rumor.
Well, it'd be the Coke
on
the Pepsi, right?
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking?
Actually, they probably just have one pop. That's true. Like
yeah.
Cocaine and water. Yeah. Oh, that's man. What I was drinking, I guess.
That's rough. So, yeah, guinea pig ice cream in Ecuador. There's a woman that just opened a business. That's
how's she doing? She wants the sales. Where are we at?
Let's see. She's got a net sheet here. We can run over figures quick. I'm just kidding.
What is she selling?
She's 78 years
can
old.
Can we see 2 years of profit and loss statements here?
She didn't post her P&Ls.
Shit.
You said trending, though, didn't it?
Trending to be in the shitter soon.
Oh, man. Gross.
You probably went to Amazon and ordered a bunch of guinea pig ice cream. You son of a bitch, you.
I don't think I would try it. I don't think I could.
You order ice cream in the mail?
Yeah, you probably
they
can.
Store
have
with
you ever heard of
liquid
Hello
nitrogen?
Fresh? No. They throw a fucking freezer in your, like a nitrogen ice. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yep, they do. Yeah.
I was thinking too, like, I was like, okay, I'm ordering chicken in the mail. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, I might as well cancel all my appointments for the rest of the week. Because I'm eating chicken that came in the through UPS. Yeah. Next thing you know, I open it.
Man, speaking of a poop sandwich.
Yeah, that was a real
freezer
boat. Yeah, like my whole hand just like.
Could you imagine if they just didn't heat it or they didn't cool it off with something?
Well, this is the new age of things. Imagine? You know, you can order your nightly dinner and the day of and it comes frozen.
Yeah.
You know, so next thing you know, it's going to be cooked. The son of a bitch, they're going to have it heated.
They do that.
Do they really?
Well, it's not. You got to heat it up in the microwave. But you can order pre-cooked meals. And
they send them to your house?
Yep.
God, I would.
Bodybuilders do that.
Really? I need
yep,
that.
They'll order 2 weeks full of food. You just toss it in your fridge and then boom, pop it in the
microwave.
Good,
because then I'll get away from just eating.
There's somebody in Duluth
that does
that.
I get Uncrustables. That's all I eat.
Uncrustables?
I have like seven. No, I'm teasing. But I do like.
I do Jimmy John's and I do Herbert's and Gerbert's a lot.
Really? See, I'm more of a Chipotle Qdoba.
I do those too.
Yeah.
But it's just like you don't always have time to make food. And
right.
You don't want to go to like McDonald's or Burger King and end up having to be 500
I've had
pounds,
McDonald's once in the past 5 years.
That's, come on.
I swear to God.
That's insane.
Once in the past 5 years.
All right, I believe
once in the time that I've known you, I've had it. And I've had it recent, actually.
That's 2016.
I had it recently.
Casey, is there anything you want us to touch on? Anything that you'd like to know from
us?
Was
this one of your the best ones?
I say that to everyone. Okay.
I feel like this was a pretty good one.
No,
it was fun.
It seemed very authentic, the way you guys interacted.
Yeah.
Casey, anything you want us to cover? Anything you're like, man, I'd like to hear your guys' opinion on that.
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Okay. Casey's like, I want to get to Sir Ben's right now.
Are you going out tonight, Casey?
No, I'm actually going on movie night.
It's
not
to a movie.
You like going to the Joker?
House.
Oh, you're going to a friend's house. Okay.
Oh, okay. I saw the Joker the other day.
I don't know. I mean, I might need to have another drink to calm down.
I need to eat
after
food
this
after this. You want to go to the Tav after this?
Should we go to the Tav? Let's do it.
Grab some food.
Celebratory.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sticking with the sober stuff. I got a wedding in a couple weeks, but
every time I was with Gage at the tavern, hour and a half later, 17 Crown Diets. It's like
I didn't drink
not
Crown.
Again.
Diets.
No, I like Crown.
All right,
good job.
High five, Gage Hartman. Nice podcast.
Thank you.
Nice work, Jordy. Nice work, Casey. Wait, I didn't plug Casey's thing. If you need any filming done, Casey Flipson. Find him on Facebook.
Get in, Casey. Come on.
Casey said not this episode. We'll have him in soon.
People want to see him. Maybe we'll put him on a hat.
Should I get a GoPro?